Siegel in the morning with Petch and Amy.
A few things trending this morning as hearts are breaking everywhere. Shamar Moore is leaving the show Criminal Minds. He's been on there for 11 seasons.
Wow.
I love me some Shamar Moore. He plays Morgan, Derek Morgan, on the show. He's just sexy. He makes that show. That show's not going to be, that show's going to tank without him.
Is he, and I wonder if they, whether that's one of those things that they knew, because there's a spin-off Criminal Minds now. I can't think, it's Criminal Minds something. There's a new spin-off one. I wonder if
are they becoming like NCIS?
Yeah, and I'm wondering if they knew that. It's like, how could we, because ratings will drop. You know they will.
Well, a lot of shows, once the one of the main original characters leave,
yeah,
it's not the same. You look at what Stabler leaving, whatever, Chris Law Benson, Order, yeah. I think his name is, Law and Order SVU. That show sucks.
And the same thing will happen when one of the main ones leave from NCIS. It will be the same kind of deal. But there could be some good news. I don't know if he's single or not, because the piece I read, it kind of reads that he may be not single. He said that the reason he wants to leave is because he wants to focus on having a family. He said he wants to walk his dogs, travel, get married, have kids. I bet there's ladies like will be lining
like
up.
Like to practice with him?
I could be good in that role, just line up.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's trending. Also trending, Audi introduces their 2017 R8 Spider.
Mm-hmm.
It maxes out at 197 miles per hour. It's a good looking car. It's got a fabric roof, so as long as you're driving, it can open and close if you're doing about 30 or under.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
But when you get a car like that, right, you get a car that maxes out at 200 miles per hour, where are you driving that?
The only place that I know.
Because I got pulled over in Harrington doing 41 and 25.
Yeah, it's not for you. You could not have a car like this. No. The only place that I know where you would be able to ride a car like that would be in Germany, the Autobahns, which is like the
interstate. Where there's no max speed?
No, you can just do what
it's
you want.
It's just knowing that car can go that fast enough. If you're on one and you're doing 65 like the rest.
And do you find as well, and you see a whole bunch wherever you live, that you'll see this car and it'll be like so smoking hot, and you know it can be really fast. And then you'll see someone about 70 just driving it at 40 miles an hour. I'm like, what a waste.
I don't see smoking hot cars. I see grown men in Corvettes that you know that they struggle to get out of.
But you know what I mean, though.
Yeah, I know that you need assistance to get out of that car, which is why you're doing 55 in the left lane on one.
Uh-huh.
Over.
Uh-huh.
And then probably the most annoying song ever to come out, Iggy Azalea is talking about recording a song with Kesha.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she said that she was on the phone with her. Quote, I wish we could have made a song sooner. They're trying to work together. She has a perfect song. She's going on and on about how she wants to do a song with Kesha.
And the only reason it makes me think even more, that just sounds horrible, because there was that, was it Pretty Girls that she did with Britney Spears?
Mm-hmm.
And that was beyond awful.
I feel like Iggy brought down Britney a notch in that one.
Yeah.
Britney's strong enough on her own.
If I was
she's
Kesha.
Got a slamming body. She's killing it at her Vegas residency. She doesn't need Iggy Azalea. Iggy Azalea needed her. And she failed her.
I think if Kesha had an ounce of sense, she would keep miles away from that.